guys have gone nuts online talking about crazy things that girls have done when they've dumped them. Now, as a girl who has been dumped, yeah. We go a bit crazy.
Sure. Cray.
I'm sorry about that, but that's, can I say, anytime I've been dumped, you're in a highly emotional state. And when you're emotional.
Do you have a go-to food?
You can't. Do I what?
Have a go-to food when you get dumped. Do you like ice cream, sit there?
Well, see, I would say to you, Fev, yeah, my go-to food's a block of chocolate, but you're that. Watching me eat one for breakfast. Yeah. So, I don't know. What do I do?
She ramps it up. She'll go
I have
further.
A couple of blocks of chocolate. But, yeah, absolutely. There's all those reactions. You eat, you know, you talk to your friends, you cry, you watch, you know, Bridget Jones on, you know, repeat. You do crazy things. And I thought, you know, let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate a bit of crazy in our lives. And I've got a girlfriend. Can I tell you a personal story?
I think that's the best thing about females because they're very smart. They're a lot smarter than us males.
Correct.
You guys talk it out.
Yes.
Like if I got dumped, I'd just lock myself, bottle it up, have a bottle of something and just... by myself. Where you girls just vent everything out.
Cry.
Yeah, but then you feel better.
Play Alanis Morissette songs.
So you're smart.
Stop.
You're very smart.
Yeah, not leave our bedrooms for days and
just
get
really
greasy
vent,
hair.
Yeah.
And then,
what about
and then
your friend? What'd she
well,
do?
Then there was the time, yeah, no, it was just me. there was the time I was so heartbroken. This isn't crazy. It was just really sad, actually. And I ended up, I think I told you this, I went to in the middle of the night, 7-Eleven. I had greasy hair in my pyjamas and all I wanted was a tub of cookies and cream, Sara Lee
ice
cream.
I'd call this unfortunate.
And I walked in and there was my boyfriend, but he was on a night with on the town with the boys and I was just a greasy haired mess.
Okay.
But anyway, that's not what we're celebrating. We're celebrating...
It's the crazy things you do when you get dumped.
You do when you get dumped. A mutual friend of ours, Fev.
You.
I'll tell you who just got dumped.
She was so angry that she cut all her ex-boyfriend's
suits.
Wow.
In his wardrobe.
Yes. And tipping it wasn't just a couple of grand's worth.
A lot of expensive suits. Cut all the legs off.
That's what she did when she got dumped.
Yeah. And cut his shoes, cut all his sleeves off, cut his pants off.
Boy, oh boy, that fits in with our segment.
The leader.
It's the crazy things you do when you get dumped.
13, 10, 60.
I'll tell you someone who's got dumped.
Who?
Zayn Malik.
Are you not Gigi?
Yeah.
Who dumped who?
Ooh.
No, hang on. Did Gigi dump Zayn?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
She can do better.
Yeah. wonder what he's up to. I reckon he's going to sing a song.
Okay. 13.
Gigi's amazing.
13, 10, CC with the crazy things you've done.
Zayn's good too.
When you dumped.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9, The Fox.
Guys went crazy online yesterday talking about the crazy things girls did when they dumped them. And you'd think as a woman I would take that personally and find it sexist and discriminatory, but no, I'm prepared to admit sometimes when you're dumped, and maybe women are more prone to it than men, I'm happy for anyone to enter that debate, we go a little cray-cray.
Well,
and I've done that.
Does it depend on whether your partner cheats on you and then dumps you, or just dumps you because he just falls out of love? Would you rather that... And would you take that easier? Or if you got cheated on, then you blow up?
I'm so glad you said that because if you were cheated on, usually the partner's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And he's crying. And that's almost, well, you made a mistake, but you still love me. It's almost worse when someone says, I just don't like you anymore.
Oh.
Like, that's actually, so I don't know. I think I'd, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
I was going to say.
But anyway, we have decided it is time for.
It's the crazy things you do when you get dumped.
I like that.
Crazy things you do when you get dumped. Ella in Paran. Hi, Ella.
Hi. So my friend broke up with his girlfriend. They were only dating for about 6 months. So she decided he would key his car and throw a brick through his windshield.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, I had to play it. Sorry.
When you get dumped.
6 months, Boxy. That's a fair blow up for a short amount of time.
Isn't it? And it was a guy. That's being crazy. I love that even more.
I don't get the key to the car. That's just...
Isn't
it? God. Brick through the window. Yeah, easy
fix. I don't care for that either. Jade in Doncaster East. Hi, Jade.
Hi there.
Jade, have you gone a bit cray-cray?
Yeah, I found out that my boyfriend had been cheating on me, so I knew that the jacket in the back of his car was hers, and when I confront him about it, he says, oh, it's my ex's. So I said, you wouldn't mind me burning it, would you? So I burnt it right in front of him.
Ooh.
Whoa. Did he care, Jade, or was he like, that's just her jacket, I don't mind?
No, he cared because obviously he had to go give it to the girl that he was seeing behind my back. But, yeah, went up in flames.
Well done. Oh, yeah. I mean, no, sorry, we don't condone arson. It's crazy.
Here are the charred remains of your jacket.
But I actually like that because she didn't vandalise anything. And then
she burnt someone's property.
But James' friend would have had to, or ex-boyfriend would have had to go to that girl and try to explain what happened to the jacket.
Oh,
my actual girlfriend burnt it. Oh, it's brilliant.
It is.
I like
a bit
that.
Scary.
Well done,
Danny
Jade.
In Deer Park. Hi, Danny.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good. Danny, have you had a lapse in judgment and gone a bit crazy after being dumped?
So it wasn't me that this happened to. It was a good friend of mine. She was cheated on and obviously they broke up and she wanted to do the pettiest thing that she could. So she went to his house and took all of his cutlery out of his kitchen.
That's really, really petty.
Some sort of Wedgwood cutlery, or
there's some.
No, just his knives and his fork.
I love that. Do you know what? I like celebrating petty.
Yeah, I like that.
People go big, mate, but petty can be more annoying.
Very good point.
He'd be wrapped. He's gone home. He's broken up with his missus. He's sitting back. He's made himself a nice roast. He sits down. Ain't got no tools to cut
exactly.
The steak.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring.
Yeah.
That can only mean one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hotline Ring.
Okay.
We need you to sing the next line.
That's right. We need you to sing. So, Melbourne, when your phone rings anytime during the day, it'll be Fev and I. We will play a song. Well, it won't always be us. I mean, I've overhooked that. Like, occasionally it'll be your mum, it'll be your friends. But, okay, when you have your phone ring and you answer it and you can hear a song, you need to complete the lyrics when we stop playing.
That's it.
Because Fev and
you.
I, we hang out in the studio and we did this yesterday. And we thought we'd do this in honour of Shannon Knoll because he was a bridesmaid again. The wonderful Shannon. And I love that Fiona O'Loughlin, Queen of the Jungle on I'm a Celebrity, came out yesterday and said what a gentleman he was. And he was always, I love Shannon. And we thought, Fev, we would use his number one hit single, cover of course, What About Me.
It's so fitting though, because he keeps coming second.
I know, what about.
This is a beautiful time.
Shannon. So we rang just random numbers yesterday and we will not give up until we get you to complete the lyrics. Now listen out at the end because as a little treat, we did call Tim James, our producer here on the show, brother of bronze medalist Scotty James, our world champion.
Here we go.
Should have won the gold. He deserves it.
Here we go.
Hello.
What about me?
What the hell is that? Brendan?
What about me?
Not this. Hello. Do you want me to sing it or something? Because I'm not going to f***ing sing it.
What about me?
Is this you, Brendan?
What about me?
I'm trying to work f*** off.
Charlotte speaking.
What about me?
It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see? Hello?
Hello, Tom speaking.
What about me? What about me?
Hello, hello, Tom speaking. What about me? Hello, Tim speaking. What about me? What about me? I'm sitting at my desk. What about me? Hold on. Go again. What about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live, but you just take more than you give. Very good.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Byron, Fev, as you know, had a little date weekend, still banging on about it. Let's be honest, when you're a parent and you're dating, difficult to get time alone. So I'm really milking the date we had on the weekend. You know, I told you we went to the dairy out in Yarra Glen, gorgeous beautiful out spot there. We had our cheese platter at the dairy, highly recommend that. Then we went for a drive. And because I grew up in Wonga Park and Mum is obviously still there on Jumping Creek Road,
stop saying where she lives.
I won't say exactly the house number, although that'd be nice to drop in and say hi to Mum. If you're ever on your way out to Lilydale or Yarra Glen and you're going along Jumping Creek Road,
yeah,
Mum would love a shout out.
Good to know.
Anyway, so I took the D-man, my boyfriend, to a spot where my dad used to take me when I was a kid to do bushwalks.
I'm glad you said dad.
Yeah, no one else. Then it's a little place called Witten's Reserve, and it's sort of Wonga Park just on the way out to Lilydale, and it's where you can go down to the Yarra, take a kayak.
Great.
Oh, they've beautiful even got like ropes hanging off trees where you can jump in.
Out.
I mean, I do know that that's very dangerous.
Careful.
Too, so don't necessarily do that without a parent. But we were sitting down there watching the Yarra River flow, and it was just really romantic, and I said to the D-man, let's just sit down. Let's just sit down on the grass here and just enjoy the moment.
Okay.
And there were kayakers and we sat on this sort of grass. I won't lie, it was sort of like a hole and it wasn't very comfortable, but I sort of sat in this grassy hole bit. And then this woman, she sort of was walking.
Sounds riveting so far.
Who's in a grassy hole over here?
I'm sitting in the grassy hole. He's next to me and I'm trying to make this really a romantic moment. And then this lady, she was sort of sitting up. She came up behind us, and that makes things less romantic when you've got a woman just hovering
just
behind
peering
you. And she was lovely because she said, hey, just something you need to know, that bit that you're sitting on, yeah, a tiger snake lives in that hole. I
wow
was sitting
whoa
on the home of a tiger snake. At any moment, a tiger snake could have come out and killed me.
Could have.
And a big thank you to that lady, because she'd come down to the Yarra with her UDLs and her cigarette, and she didn't have to tell me.
Well, she's a local homeless person, and that's very kind to do that.
She didn't have to tell me that I was nearly going to die. And I looked at the D-man, my boyfriend. I'm like, I nearly died. You've let me sit here in a snake hole. Where's Bear Grylls when you need him? Like, you're supposed to be here to protect me, and you've nearly got me killed.
What?
Everything you want to say, don't.
I was nearly killed by a snake
fair
on a
enough
date.
She was nearly died on a date.
I'm glad that was the only snake. That was
13, 1060. Did you nearly die on a date?
Did you nearly die on a date?
It happened to me.
Okay, here we go.
Somebody else may have had a similar, maybe not a snake issue on a date. Don't need snake-related calls. Just did you nearly die on a date?
13, 1060.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Had a date with my boyfriend on the weekend, went for a lovely drive through the Yarra Valley, stopped at Witten's Reserve there at the tip of Wonga Park where I grew up, tried to show him where I used to hang out and swim as a kid, and sat, he allowed me to sit in this sort of weird ditch.
I reckon the D-man deliberately targeting you.
Well, he should know. He's a man. He should know where snakes come from and where they hang out. And I sat in a hole And then a lovely bystander said, well, excuse me, you're sitting where the tiger snake lives. You need to move. Mm. I could have died on that date.
Yeah.
I know I'm making that probably more severe than I need to. But you don't want to die on a date, do you, Joni?
The old man with the jimmies and the darts. She must venture there a lot to know that.
That was the local. She had a lot of local knowledge.
Yeah, she was sitting
local
there.
Ranger.
She had a couple of cans and a ciggy. And I went, what a lovely way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
That's exactly what I did.
Joni in Pasco Vale South. Hi, Joni.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Joni. Well, I'm alive after that tiger snake incident. Joni, did you nearly die on a date?
Yeah, so when I was younger, when I was first dating my boyfriend, we were down in the country where we grew up going for what you would think was a romantic walk, and we both almost stood on a brown snake.
Whoa.
And he used me as a human shield.
I think other guys have done that,
he's
unfortunately.
I bet they have.
Yeah.
And also, just this is another phone area, snakes on dates. I mean, there's lots of issues with snakes.
That's a future. We're going to have to trot that out.
We can't.
Trent, thank you for that, Joni. Trent's on the line. Hi, Trent.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Trent. Did you nearly die on a date?
Yes, I did. I was waiting for my day to rock up, and then what happened is I sit on top of the bridge, and one of the fishermen local hit it. I fall off the bridge, and then I hang myself there.
Oh!
You hung?
What happened there at the end?
You got knocked off the bridge waiting for your date.
Wow.
Trent, were you okay? Were you just hanging there? How did you get saved?
Basically, he had to rush me down and pick me up and carry me to the hospital.
I think he was hanging as in, like, he was holding by his hands and dangling.
Trent.
Wow. My neck was dangling.
Don't say neck.
Trent, did your date then turn up and go, oh, gee, Trent's a piece of work, he stood me up.
Instead of turning up on the bridge, but she turned up in the hospital.
Okay,
his friend just came and said, oh, just hanging around for me.
I mean, Trent, thank you so much for your call, and we're so happy you're safe. I mean, I sort of like nearly got killed by a hypothetical tiger snake. Trent, you actually nearly died.
You're just lucky. It was so romantic, Boxy, that the trouser python didn't come out.
All right.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
I had to. I waited too long.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Guys, after the last 24 hours, I wish I was back at school. And you know what? I wish I was a boy and I went to Trinity Boys School.
What?
Because I'm so into what those boys are doing at the moment.
They're up and about, aren't they?
They are. And you know what? And this all sort of broke last week. And it's funny because I've got a friend who's got a son there. And she told me last week, she went, oh, there's just been the deputy headmaster's been sacked because he cut a boy's hair.
Oh, that's this story.
On a photo day. He just gave them a bit of a trim because their hair was
off.
It's funny you say that because similarly, I didn't really have a problem with it. But anyway, they've sacked him. Now, what has happened over the past week, the community, the Trinity School, the community has just got furious about the sacking of Mr. Rowan Brown. Now, I need to point out he's been a teacher at the school for 35 years and a much loved teacher. And I love all the outpouring of emotion from students past and present. They're all calling him the Dumbledore of Trinity.
Does he look like Dumbledore?
No, I hope not.
Right.
But the old boys, they've all kicked in. They're taking legal action. They've now gone to lawyers on behalf of on him, and they're now claiming they're going to take on the school council. The boys themselves all had a protest yesterday. They're calling for the resignation of the headmaster. In fact, I love this. We've got some audio from it. This is now that they love Brownie. This is the deputy head who's been sacked. Listen to the morning Brownie back.
Good on them. Now, I don't mind that he's rocked up to get photos and he's got, mate, just gives a bit of a trim. Bang. It wasn't forced. He just went, bang, I'll give you a bit of a trim. Reminds me back in when I was 18, I'd played my first year of footy and we're coming into the Millennium Game where I kicked 12 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And my coach at the time, Wayne Britton, because I had dreadlocks, he said, if you don't cut your hair, you won't play.
Wow. Didn't like your dreadlocks.
Yeah, didn't like them. And he goes, you need to look like a footballer. And I said, well, I'm pretty good at it. I don't need to cut my hair. It's not going to make me play any better. And he said, if you don't cut your hair, you won't play. So I cut my hair and then I didn't play the first game.
Why?
I don't know. He didn't play me. He
was never, going to.
So it was,
he just didn't like my
bluff.
Hair.
He just got your
and I bloody cut my hair.
That's actually really sad.
So. No
I love though
me
that you got in your 12 goals at the Millennial Game.
Yeah,
in
but
that
I played.
Story.
Then I played that.
That
game.
Was my highlight.
Didn't need that bit.
But you know what I love about this, yeah, Fev? Back to the school for a second. See, I love that the kids are passionate and they love a teacher. Now, obviously, the family, they were the ones, the family of the boy. Apparently, the boy has now come out, the student himself, and gone, it's fine, I forgive him.
He doesn't even have a problem.
I don't think he wants to get rid of the
right.
The deputy head. So, look, we'll see how this all unfolds. But it's reminding me a bit of Dead Poets Society.
Mm.
Not that I ever saw that movie, but I remember.
Just reminds me
on the trailer.
I just remember they were all the kids that got up on the tables, and Robin Williams was the teacher.
They backed Robin Williams in, didn't they?
They backed him in, and they loved it. When you love a teacher, and I thought 13 10 60 on the back of Trinity Grammar, all loving their Dumbledore of a teacher, yep. Deputy Head Brownie. Why don't other people in Melbourne celebrate their teachers?
Great.
Who would you like to celebrate? Give them a shout out. Let's share that love, because teachers do an incredible job, don't get enough credit, don't get paid enough. They are educating our kids and they need all the support. They really deserve all our support.
Everything you said was right, Boxy.
Yeah.
Everything you said was right. But the reason I brought up football, because when I was at school, I wasn't the best kid. So no teachers really liked me. So I can't go into bat for
you. He won't have had a story on that.
I won't
so that's
lie.
Why I brought up the footy.
I know. I was thinking to myself, you're probably not going to have an example.
Oh, got none.
unless there's a teacher you had a crush on, maybe.
Yeah.
I want to do a shout out for Mr. Scrudder. He was our school chaplain.
Scrudzy.
Intern. Scrudder. Scrudzy. And he's passed away now, and that was a very sad time. But I just loved him.
Good stuff.
So
thank
there
you.
We go.
I'm glad you brought heaps to the table.
Do you know why? Because whenever you had a bad day at school, when I was in year 10, 11 or 12, you'd go into Mr. Scrudder's office and he'd have this little stash of chocolate and he'd open the drawer and he'd make me feel better. He may have also led to my chocolate dependence.
There's a number of issues with him. Fair
enough. 13 10 60, come on, celebrate your favourite teacher. Give them some love.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
I don't know the former deputy head of Trinity Grammar School, Rowan Brown, but I love him already because
Brown
the
dog.
Students love Brownie. The deputy head who last week was dismissed, sacked from his job because he cut a schoolboy's hair. It was photo day. He just had to give his fringe a trim and he was marched out of the school he'd taught at for 35 years.
Where's the loyalty?
And the students. And what I love about this is it's a student, because I remember being at school and I was scared to, I wouldn't have done a protest, but these boys have gone, no, we love Brownie, we want him back.
So you wouldn't have led a protest. I mean, you were the school captain at Tintern.
I was very intimidated by authority and I would have been too scared to do that. But I love the passion for their teacher, their beloved teacher. And I don't think teachers get the recognition they deserve. So we've said 13 10 60, call in now to celebrate the great teachers of Melbourne like Brownie at Trinity College. Hayley in Werribee. Hi, Hayley.
Hi.
Hayley, who would you like to send a big shout out to and celebrate?
Miss Rowe at McKillop College.
Tell us a bit about Miss Rowe. What does she teach and why is she so wonderful?
She used to teach me in retail and I was an awful public speaker. I used to cry every time I had to speak in front of anyone. And she told me once that if I got up and spoke just one little paragraph, she'd buy me 10 blocks of my favourite chocolate. And she did.
Oh.
And now you're nailing it. Now you're on the radio.
Now, Hayley, we love that. We love Miss Rowe. Just a quick note to Byron. Mm. Could the teachers get something better than a golf clap?
Okay. No, we'll work on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take some more calls.
I do have one teacher, Boxy.
Mm.
Miss Gray was my grade 5 primary school teacher at Narre Warren Station Primary.
Yeah.
Don't know what she's doing now.
Mm.
But she was my favourite teacher.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you have any special memories of Miss Gray?
She was just really nice. And I think she looked after the troubled kids. and I think she had a way with kids that didn't always pay attention in class.
Good on you, Mrs. Gray.
It was also my brother Jason's favourite teacher.
They're the teachers that often work the hardest. Yes. So big shout out to Miss Gray. Fiona in Hampden Park. Hi, Fee.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Who would you like to celebrate? What's a teacher in Melbourne that needs some recognition?
This was my grade 4 and 5 teacher. His name was Mr. Luca Pola at Waldo Primary School in East Doncaster, and he was phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
A brilliant teacher.
Well done, Waldo.
He wanted more than...
He got a golf clap and he got a siren. So, look, that's something... No, Fee, that's wonderful. Mr. Coppola, is he still there, do you think, Fiona?
Look, I don't think so, but I've wanted to try and get in contact with him for years just to thank him for how inspirational he was in my life.
That's why we're doing this.
No, not Facebook. They're here.
I've tried to Facebook him. I just can't find him.
Right, okay. Yeah, do you know what, Fiona? I was trying to look for my school teachers on Facebook on the weekend when
Who
I was bored.
Who looks for their teachers on Facebook?
I didn't have much
Mate,
on.
When I walked out of my school, I've never been back.
I'd love to know what they're up to. And finally, Danielle in Mount Eliza. We're celebrating teachers that deserve some recognition. Who would you like to do a shout out to?
I would love to do a shout out to my primary school PE teacher, Mr. Wishart. He was at Mornington Primary School and he was fantastic. I actually became a PE teacher because of him.
Oh, good old Mr. Wishart. I wonder, is he still at Mornington Primary School?
No, he's moved around the peninsula, but I lost track of where he's at now.
It's turning into a whole separate phone, isn't it, Fee?
What I've also realised is we've all lost track of our teachers. I mean, how much do we love them?